snow.
Sir,
excuse me, sir. I have a message for you.
What?
It's from Rachel. She said that she loved the present and she will see you when you get back.
What? Toby, oh, for God's sake, I don't know what she's talking about. There's no Rachel. Don't give me that deep freeze.
Joey. I think I blacked out there for a minute.
There's nothing.
Well, now we gotta find something fun for you.
You know what? Forget about me. Let's give you another turn.
Me again?
Sure. Why not?
Boy, somebody's gonna get a big fruit basket tomorrow. Oh, I gotta tell you, Joey, you are nothing like I thought you would be.
How do you mean?
I don't know. I guess I just had you pegged as one of those guys who are always me. But you're a giver. You're like the most generous man I ever met. I mean, you're practically a woman.
You're just saying that.
So, I missed him. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's too bad.
You're right.
Oh, I feel bad for her. I really do. I can think of somebody other than myself. All right, I'm going to bed. Happy birthday, Rach. Hang in there.
Thanks.
Yes!
Pizza coupons.
Oh, God. All right, you guys want help cleaning up this mess here? Oh, that'd be great. Rach, you want to save this wrapping paper? I mean, it's only a little bit torn, so are you going to go for it with Ross, or should I just throw it out? Don't know. Thought about it all the way there, and I thought about it all the way back, and, you guys, you know, it's Ross. You know what I mean? I mean, it's Ross. Sure. Oh, God, this is just my initial gut feeling. This is... But I'm thinking... Oh, I'm thinking it'd be really great.
Oh, my God, wow. Me too! Oh, we'd be like friends-in-law.
The best part is that you already know everything about him. I mean, it's like starting on the 15th date.
Yeah, but, you know, it would be like starting on the 15th date.
Another good point. No, I mean,
when you're at the 15th date, you know, you're already in a very relationshipy place, you know? You're committed.
Huh?
And then what happens if it doesn't work out?
Why isn't it working out?
I don't know. Sometimes it doesn't.
Is he not cute enough for you? Does he not make enough money?
No, I'm just...
Maybe there's someone else. Well, is there? Is there someone else?
No, there is... No one else.
Then why the hell are you dumping my brother?
Hey, big spender. She's still asleep. So how'd it go?
Oh, it was amazing. You know how you always think you're great in bed?
The fact that you'd even ask that question shows how little you know me.
Well, it's like, last night, I couldn't do the thing that usually makes me great. So I had to do all this other stuff. And the response I got, man, oh man, was like a ticker tape parade.
Yes, I know. As it happens, my room is very, very close to the parade route.
It was amazing. And not just for her. Huh? For me, too. It's like, all of a sudden, I'm blind. But all my other senses are heightened, you know? It's like I was able to appreciate it on another level.
I didn't know you had another level.
I know. Neither did I.
Hey, is something going on with OJ?
Hey, great skirt. Birthday present?
Yeah.
From who?
From you. I exchanged the blouse you got me.
Well, it's a thought. Hey, doesn't Ross's flight get in a couple of hours? At gate 27B?
Yeah. Monica, you know, honey, I've been thinking about it, and I've decided this whole Ross thing is just not a good idea.
Oh, why?
Because I feel like I wouldn't just be going out with him. I would be going out with all of you. Oh, there would just be all this pressure.
And No pressure.
Monica, nothing has even happened yet, and you're already so...
I am not so. Okay, I was a teensy bit weird at first, but I'll be good, I promise.
Who is it?
It's me, Carl.
Come on up.
Behind my brother's back? Is exactly the kind of crazy thing you won't be hearing from me.
$700.
All right, you did it. Do we have any fruit?
Man, hell of a 2 weeks, huh?
But you know what, though? I really feel like I learned something.
Really? So you're going to stick with this it's all for her thing?
What, are you crazy? When a blind man gets his sight back, does he walk around like this?
I'm just saying, if I see one more picture of Ed Begley Jr. in that stupid electric car, I'm going to shoot myself. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not against environmental issues per se. It's just that guy.
I can't believe you'd rather go out with him than me.
Excuse me, please. I'm trying to have a date here.
Fine. Just stop thinking about me. Can't do it, can you?
So I'm thinking about you. So what?
I don't get it. What do you see in this guy anyway?
Well, he happens to be a very nice guy.
I mean, come on, buddy. Get a real car.
Rachel, come on. Give us a chance.
Ross, it's too hard.
No. Why? Because it might get weird for everyone else? Who cares about them? This is about us. Look, I've been in love with you since, like, the ninth grade.
Ross, you're, like, my best friend.
I know.
If we broke up and I lost you...
What makes you think we're going to break up?
Well, have you been involved with someone where you haven't broken up?
No. But it only has to happen once. Look, you and I both know we are perfect for each other, right? I mean, so the only question is, are you attracted to me?
I don't know. I mean, I've never looked at you that way before.
Well, start looking.
Exactly! And you just know I'm going to be the guy caught behind this hammerhead in traffic.
You're right.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
What?
I forgot. I'm supposed to pick up a friend at the airport. I am so sorry. If you want to stay and finish your drinks, please do. I'm sorry. I gotta go. I'm sorry.
But...
Ross. Oh my God, this is so exciting! Yeah, I know. Monica, listen, if you want the rest of my date, I'm not gonna finish it.
Rachel, he's not a sandwich.
No, he's an investment banker with tickets to the opera.
Hello?
Hey, Rach, where are you going?
Airport?
Oh, no, you can't tell him. There's so much stuff I haven't done in my life. I haven't watched Baywatch since they brought on Yasmin Bleak.
Okay, Chandler, relax. This is a good going to the airport.
Oh, well then fly, good woman. Fly like the wind.
Flying!
Don't forget to tell him I'm the one who blew it.
Yes, another successful case for the love doctor.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me. Sorry. Hi.
Toby, for God's sake, will you let it go? There's no Rachel.
Oh, man. I got that.
Thanks, man.
No problem. I cannot wait for you to meet my friends.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think they'll judge and ridicule me?
No, they will. I just can't wait. Come on, they're going to love you. Say goodbye.